Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
All right, welcome to my special report on green tea, nature's pharmacy in a leaf. And accompanying this is my full article on naturalnews.com called The Miraculous Healing Power of Green Tea, Unlocking the Potent Antioxidants That Big Pharma Doesn't Want You to Know About. And here we're going to cover the powerhouse nutrients in green tea, including EGCG, but also L-theanine and others, the catechins and the polyphenols, flavonoids, and more. Once you fully understand this, if you don't already, I mean, you're going to want to have some green tea in your life. So also in this article, I cover some of the common contaminants in green tea, which includes lead and fluoride contamination. And I give you some pointers on how to get, you know, good, clean sources of green tea. So that's what we're about to jump into. I do want to mention up front that I use our own AI engine, Enoch, for the research for these articles. It's absolutely brilliant. It saves me hours and hours of research. So when I wanted to pull up all the different nutrients and the studies and the book references about the nutrients, I just use Enoch, and that is our free AI engine that we are about to release free of charge to the public. Non-commercial, open source, nonprofit. It's actually released through our nonprofit organization. And you'll be able to use that starting very soon at brighteon.ai. So make a note of that. You can go there now. You can sign up for the wait list, and you'll be alerted via email when it's ready to go. And my engineers tell me it's all done. It's all done. But of course, I keep finding little things here and there that need fixing. So we're really close at this point. It's just a few days away. I will keep you posted. I'll let you know about it here. All right. So let's talk about green tea. Now, green tea is not only used in traditional Chinese medicine and also Japanese medicine, but green tea has certain nutrients in it that protect against oxidative stress, protects against inflammation, and also is neuroprotective. And that's really key. Neuroprotection, I think, protecting the brain is, you know, it's critical these days because there are so many things that are in the food, that are in the pesticides, that are in the air, that are attacking the brain. So being able to protect your brain is just key to long life and functional living. So let's talk about these bioactive components. The most popular or best known compound in green tea is called EGCG, which stands for epigallocatechin gallate. Epigallocatechin, you know, it's almost musical, like in The Sound of Music, you know. Epigallocatechin expialidocious, something like that. Some of you younger folks listen, you're like, what? What are you talking about? Yeah. Old movies. Okay. Fun stuff. EGCG, we'll just call it that from now on. It offers about a little over half of the antioxidant activity of the green tea herb, and it's a polyphenol, and there are other polyphenols in green tea, but this is the best known because it protects cells from oxidative damage, and it also then therefore neutralizes free radicals. But there's something more about it. If you look at the cancer literature involving EGCG, it's found to induce apoptosis, which is the cell death of cancer cells, but it does it selectively. It does not damage healthy cells. So it destroys cancer cells selectively, and it does that. There are a number of mechanisms for this. I'm covering all this in my article. You can read about it on naturalnews.com. But in breast cancer, it binds to the HER2 receptors on cancer cells, halting their proliferation. In prostate cancer, it inhibits 5-alpha reductase, an enzyme that's involved in driving prostate cancer growth. So, you know, for men and women, both, it's very important. Colon cancer, it suppresses the COX-2 enzyme, reducing inflammation related to cancer growth. And then in leukemia, it also halts cell proliferation. And there's a study in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute that shows that EGCG slows leukemia. In terms of protecting the brain, green tea also fights against Alzheimer's and dementia. It's known to break down the so-called beta amyloid plaques. These are believed to be some of the proteins that accumulate in the brains of Alzheimer's patients. And whether you believe in that model of Alzheimer's or not, the results are very positive for using green tea long-term to prevent Alzheimer's. It's also known to boost fat loss. It boosts metabolism by up to 5%. It activates fat oxidation enzymes, such as lipase, and helps inhibit fat formation. There was one meta-analysis study showing that when you combine green tea with exercise, you can increase oxidation of fat cells by 17%. So note that it's not saying that if you just take green tea, you're going to be thin and skinny. You know, you have to combine it with exercise. And then, here's something really important. Green tea helps protect your cells from radiation damage. So it's actually been tested in conjunction with radiation therapy that's used, you know, in the cancer industry because they poison, slash, and burn everybody. But even when combined with chemotherapy, EGCG helps protect healthy cells while allowing the chemotherapy to target tumors. Isn't that interesting? But it also protects from the DNA damage of radiation caused by radiation therapy. So even if you're undergoing mammography, which emits ionizing radiation, in my view, it's a smart thing to take green tea before doing that because, well, you know, it will help protect your cells from being turned into cancer cells because, you know, mammography causes cancer. That is a scientific fact. Now, if you're undergoing cancer therapy for whatever reason, I would never undergo chemotherapy or radiation, but some people choose to do that, then they can investigate taking high doses of green tea at the same time in order to protect their healthy cells, you know, protect their bodies from all the damage caused by the conventional cancer treatments. But don't take this as medical advice. Check with your naturopathic physician about what's right for you. Personally, I would never undergo radiation or chemotherapy at all because I know of like 25 cancer cures, at least 25. It's not even difficult. In fact, our Enoch AI engine is just, it's loaded with knowledge about curing cancers, all kinds of different cancers, reversing cancers, treating cancers with many different things. I covered one of them last week, which was DMSO combined with hematoxylin, the blue dye. Used topically, and how that actually is well documented to reverse cervical cancer and other types of cancers that can be reached, you know, through skin penetration of DMSO with that blue dye. So, you know, be smart about this, obviously. Make good decisions, do a lot of good research, check with qualified, holistic medical practitioners in every single case. Now, matcha green tea is also sometimes used by people who engage in fasting. And that also really optimizes fat burning. If you're drinking matcha green tea while fasting, you know, just basically a water fast or a tea fast, that can burn a lot of fat, but you know, that can also be pretty brutal having zero food calories. Green tea is also known to bind with heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and cadmium. It forms these molecular complexes that are then filtered out and excreted by the kidneys. And so there are a lot of substances that do that, such as orthosilicic acid that binds with aluminum to create a much larger aluminum compound that your kidney can filter out, OSA, as that's called, orthosilicic acid, which is not found in green tea, by the way. But I just thought I would mention that because it's a similar mechanism. Here's the thing in all of this. I have known people who drank crazy volumes of green tea all the time. Well, green tea and other teas. And they can have kidney problems from overdoing the tea. Like people who drink no water and all they drink is tea, I have seen kidney problems. So just be cautious about this. And don't forget about the issue of oxalates from other types of teas, not green tea, but the other like black tea and, you know, what do they call it? Just brown tea. I don't know, red tea. But Oxalates are undigested acid crystals that can also lodge in your joints. They can cause arthritis to feel worse. They can be very difficult to get rid of. It also has to do with typically an acidic state in your body. So one of the things that may help with that is to have your pH levels checked. Make sure you're drinking plenty of water and don't get all of your hydration just from tea. Don't overdo it. As with everything, you got to find a balance in this. So no harm in taking green tea supplements or drinking a certain amount of green tea per day, you know, a few cups per day. But don't forget to drink water also. And then be sure to give yourself some kidney support, some liver support, detox support, you know, herbs for kidneys and bladder, and anything like that that can help you detox, you know, like corn silk tea, and you know, cranberry fruits and things like that. Now, by the way, as you're sourcing some of these products, just be very cautious what you're buying. I was purchasing products, I was testing beetroot tinctures that I purchased on Amazon. And I'm not going to name the name of the company, but there's one company that is very popular with a lot of extracts, and they say they're based in the USA. And I found, and they claim that their 2 ounces of a beetroot tincture was equivalent to, I don't know how many pounds of beets. And I got it, and I opened it up, and it wasn't even red. I mean, it was barely pink. And it didn't taste like beetroots. You know, it just tasted like the solvent. You know, basically it's just overpriced glycerin. Okay. That's in a lot of these liquid tinctures that you buy on Amazon. Like Amazon is kind of the, what would you call it? Like the flea market of junk nutritional supplements. I've seen it again and again. You buy something there. I mean, I've done it for testing products, and you taste it, doesn't even taste. Doesn't taste like beets, doesn't taste like herb, doesn't taste like whatever. I bought cherry capsules, like cherry extract powder in capsules on Amazon, and they weren't even dark red like cherries. It was bright pink, and then I happen to know, because I know the industry, that almost all of the, like the cherry extracts or the pomegranate extracts, what they do is they mix them with maltodextrin. And that's why it turns more pinkish instead of dark red. So you're actually taking like maltodextrin pills, which is just sugar pills, you know, for the most part. I've seen that again and again. It's crazy. So just be very, very cautious where you get green tea. That's for sure. And I'm not even going to mention our own store for regulatory reasons, since I'm talking about Alzheimer's and dementia and cancer and whatever. I'm just saying in general, across the board, be extremely cautious where you get green tea. Now, the next compound, an important nutrient found in green tea, is called L-theanine. This is an amino acid, obviously, and it's only found rarely, but only in certain foods, some teas and some mushrooms. And this crosses the blood-brain barrier. And it's known to create a sense of calm without resorting to drugs or sedation. So it's known to enhance anxiety relief, helps calm people down. It upregulates GABA, which is a neurotransmitter. It also helps modulate glutamate receptors. That means that if you're exposed to MSG, which is an excitotoxin that overexcites your nerve cells, you know, by latching on to the glutamate receptors and basically poisoning them, well, L-theanine can function as a defense against monosodium glutamate and MSG. And indeed, for me personally, because I am sensitive to MSG, and this is something I've had to deal with since I was a teenager. And believe me, it was tough living in Asia and not being able to eat MSG because they put it in everything. So I became quite competent at knowing what I could take to counteract the toxic effects of MSG, which for me cause a massive headache, like super migraine headache. And I never get headaches, not normally. I only get headaches if I consume MSG or yeast extract, which are hidden forms of MSG. I'll have a full detailed article coming up later this week on that very point, in fact. But I've come to find that there are certain things that I could take that can help defend my brain against MSG toxicity. And one of those things is none other than L-theanine. Now, L-theanine, it's also a nootropic. So it enhances focus and memory, you see. So it improves attention, it improves logical reasoning, it improves verbal acuity and working memory. So if you use green tea, then there's one study I mentioned in my article that shows you can improve cognitive performance by about 20%. And of course, I'm recently talking about certain natural peptides, such as C-Max, that can boost cognitive performance, you know, significantly more than that. And those peptides may work synergistically with L-theanine, although I haven't personally tested that. I don't take L-theanine every day, but you can buy it as a standalone nutritional supplement. But again, if you do that, make sure you get it from a trusted source. Now, so if you want to get L-theanine, you can buy it either by itself or you can get it as part of green tea. It's naturally found in green tea. Now, remember I mentioned that it protects you from MSG. It's actually known to reduce oxidative stress and to help prevent what's called excitotoxic damage caused by the overstimulation of glutamate receptors. That's key because there are a lot of hidden forms of MSG in a lot of food products that you may not know about. For example, did you know that nearly all chicken broth is loaded with excitotoxins? Did you know that? Or the broth bouillon cubes, almost all of them. Or gravy mixes, almost all. A lot of salad dressings, especially ranch dressings, loaded with MSG normally. And there are certain fast food restaurants. For example, most of the menu of KFC is loaded with monosodium glutamate. Now, of course, I don't eat at KFC, and even if it had no MSG, I wouldn't eat there anyway. But I do think they should just change the name of their restaurant from KFC to MSG, because that's what it is. It's MSG in a bucket. And I also saw recently that a bucket of chicken costs $55 or something. Now, I had no idea. That's some expensive MSG. Or maybe that was just a family deal restaurant in California or something. I saw that. I don't know if that's true. I don't shop there. I have no idea how much anything is at a fast food. I can't tell you how much a Big Mac is. I have no idea. But getting back to L-theanine now, some people use it to help support those who suffer from so-called ADHD or PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. So L-theanine is used by a lot of people to reduce impulsivity and hyperactivity. And some people use it alongside traditional medications to give them sort of, more mileage with fewer side effects. So, of course, I can't recommend any mainstream medications. I think antidepressant drugs are toxic, and I think antipsychotic drugs are toxic. But, hey, a lot of people take them. Wouldn't it be great if some of those people could sort of segue off of those drugs over time, with the help of a naturopathic physician? I'm not your doctor, but get professional help, but see if you can get off those drugs over time onto something like L-theanine or other forms of nootropics or neuroprotective natural substances. And then your life will be better. There's just no question about it. And you won't have to wait at the pharmacy for people to fill drugs or whatever. You just drink some delicious tea. How nice is that? Anyway, so in summary, the applications of L-theanine are: it helps reduce brain fog. It's cognitive enhancing. It helps improve stress resilience, especially neurological stress or neurological inflammation. And it's used by a lot of ADHD people. But of course, I have the cure for ADHD. It's called speed cubing. Just pick up a Rubik's Cube. Anytime you feel hyperactive, just start chickity, 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 jack. Brr, do your cube and you can work it out. You can work out all your ADHD on the Rubik's Cube. All right, now let's move on to the next category of nutrients that are found in green tea, catechins and polyphenols. These are so awesome. Catechins, there's epicatechin, which is EC, and that helps your cholesterol levels be much healthier and better balanced, and helps prevent plaque formation, you know, atherosclerosis, for example, all right, in your vascular system. And then there's ECG, which is epicatechin gallate. That boosts liver detoxification through the activation of certain enzymes. And it also suppresses liver fibrosis. And then there's epigallocatechin, EGC, which has antiviral activity. So it protects you against influenza. And again, this is mainstream research, okay? It protects you against herpes, human papillomavirus, HPV. It stops viruses from entering into cells. Now, I don't believe all the mainstream virology stuff, but I'm just quoting for you that even this is widely documented in mainstream scientific literature that this compound in green tea is antiviral, okay? And those three, the EC, the ECG, and the EGC, that's in addition to the ECGC. It's hard to keep track of all these acronyms for green tea. And if you drink green tea and get some EGCG while you're listening to AC/DC, you won't have ADHD. You'll have PTSD. That's what happens. All from green tea. Think about that. So the benefits of all of this is it decreases LDL cholesterol oxidation. It reverses insulin resistance. So in effect, it enhances insulin sensitivity, which improves glucose uptake, which of course affects type 2 diabetes people, right? And it activates a cellular repair process that's linked to longevity, lifespan extension. So what's not to like, right? What's not to like? It seems like green tea does everything that matters. And then on top of that, some of the flavonoids and polyphenols include things like quercetin and camphorol. Now, quercetin, you probably know. You may recall this from, you know, the COVID days. Quercetin is absolutely crucial for its antiviral effects and for helping, you know, zinc enter cells, for example. Quercetin's huge. And then there's another flavonoid in it called myrcetin, which has cardioprotective effects. It reduces blood pressure, and it improves vascular function. Now, if green tea were a pharmaceutical, it would be called the most phenomenal miracle drug ever discovered. If green tea were a pharmaceutical, they would sell it for $1,000 a month because of its incredible benefits. But of course, it's not a pharmaceutical. They can't patent it. They can't even really regulate it because it's not a drug. It's a natural herb. It's a drink, you know? I mean, or you could make a drink out of it. And this is why nobody in mainstream media, which is completely controlled by Big Pharma, will tell you about the benefits of green tea. You gotta come here to learn about it or read my website, naturalnews.com, or check out my videos on brighteon.com. We're going to be doing mini documentaries on green tea and other substances to give you this information in a really compelling format. By the way, that's coming up. Green tea also contains chlorophyll and various trace minerals such as zinc, selenium, and manganese, all important for immune health, and selenium for glutathione peroxidase. Let's see, chlorophyll helps bind to heavy metals for elimination. So green tea helps to detox. It, you know, it protects your nerve cells. It boosts cognitive function. You know, it's antiviral. It's anti-aging. It's got all of this. And the L-theanine is amazing. It helps you feel more calm. And this is one of the reasons why culturally green tea has been used in the Japanese culture for, you know, various ceremonies and everybody's chilling out. You know, hey, have some green tea and chill, you know, before they break out the sake later on, which is also part of Japanese culture. All right, so let's talk about the contaminants in green tea. They are the the two most common contaminants are lead and fluoride. So lead comes from soil, and lead is found in the green tea leaves, but I don't know how much lead comes out of the green tea leaves into the green tea beverage. I would imagine that it's not very much, but it could be something. And it might vary by brand, and obviously lead levels vary highly. So when we always look at raw materials in our lab, you know, we're always testing for lead. We use ICP-MS, mass spec instrument. We check for lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, and other elements, toxic elements, which can also include high levels of copper, for example. Yeah, we see lead in green tea. We don't often see it at insane levels. We see kind of a steady background level. And when we try to source ingredients, you know, we have very strict limits on how much lead we will even tolerate. We have the strictest limits of anybody in the world, as far as I know, certainly anybody in the United States. Nobody else even seemingly, you know, cares. Nobody else publishes their numbers like we do. So we have very, very strict limits. And if anything goes above that limit, we reject that whole batch. So we're really careful about lead. We're also careful about fluoride. Now, we don't routinely test fluoride in-house, but we have third-party labs that help us on that when it's necessary, in addition to the certificates and documentation of fluoride testing up the supply chain. But we have the ability to test for fluoride whenever we have questions about it, because fluoride can cause fluorosis, brittle bones, and it can damage your thyroid, and it can cause even, you know, in children, like mental retardation, which is why the governments add it to water, because they want to dumb everybody down. You know, a dumbed down population is easier to control. That's why they put fluoride in water. Well, you don't need any fluoride in your diet. And by the way, coming up, we're going to have a special report about things that you can do to protect yourself from dietary fluoride or any kind of, you know, water fluoridation. There are some things that you can do. But this might be one of the reasons why people who overconsume teas end up with kidney problems. So be cautious. Get your teas only from trusted sources. And my advice is, when you buy green tea, you don't want the lowest price. You want organic green tea, so it's not treated with fertilizers or synthetic pesticides, etc. They can use natural fertilizers or you know, natural pesticides like neem oil. But you don't want the synthetics in there, because that can contain a lot of fluoride derivatives, by the way. You don't want low-cost green tea, kind of the rejected lots that are put into low-cost tea bags. And there is a difference based on country of origin here. So Japan is known to be the higher quality grower and provider of green tea, and China is known to be sort of the lower cost, cheaper tea, you know, a bargain basement green tea, I guess. And China tea is known to be more contaminated. It really is. I'm not attacking China. I'm just laying out the facts that China has a lot of industrial activity. And so a lot of their rivers are really toxic. And when they use those rivers or other surface water sources for irrigation, heavy metals go right into the rice or the tea or whatever they're growing. This is why we see much higher levels of cadmium and arsenic in rice grown in China compared to rice grown in California, for example, or rice grown in Texas, for that matter. Did you know there's a lot of rice grown in East Texas? There is. And it's clean. We've tested it. And the California rice is clean also. But I wouldn't buy green tea from China. I would stick with Japan or other reputable countries of origin in that case. And this is something where you don't want to skimp on the price. Now, the other thing that you can do on this is you can purchase various green tea extracts, which will consist of typically a powder, usually a white or slightly greenish powder that is the extracts of the polyphenols. Those extracts almost never have toxic heavy metals in them, and it's very unlikely that they would contain high levels of fluoride as well, because the fluoride is unlikely to be carried by the extract solvents during the extraction process. So my advice is, if you enjoy drinking green tea, you just enjoy the beverage because it is quite delicious, go ahead and drink a moderate amount. Get your green tea from a high-quality source, probably grown in Japan. But if you just want the nutritional benefits, you don't need to drink it as a tea. You could buy an extract. Even then, make sure you get the extract from a reputable source as well, and make sure that it has a guaranteed percentage of polyphenols, including EGCG. Otherwise, you might end up buying like really expensive maltodextrin. So just, as always, be cautious with what you're buying out there. Now, as of this recording, I don't even recall if we have green tea at our store at all. But we have a related product that I will mention called Mag Plus Brain Boost Nootropic. It's a combination of MagTeam plus Bacopa for cognitive performance. That's available right now, healthrangerstore.com. That's laboratory tested, non-GMO, glyphosate tested, all of it. And MagTeam is a very special form of, basically, let's call it a brain vitamin. It's a special form of magnesium combined with L-threonate, which is a different amino acid, not L-theanine, but L-threonate, that, I got to be careful about claims here, but can help support normal, healthy cognitive function. It's something that you have to experience yourself. So if you're into cognitive performance and brain protection, consider this. MagTeam plus Bacopa. Or maybe in parallel, also check out green tea. I think green tea is fantastic, and I strongly recommend that you get it from clean, trustworthy sources. Enjoy it. All right, so that's the report on green tea. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I'll be putting out a lot of reports like this on different nutrients. Forbidden cures, natural remedies, toxic ingredients, and how to defend yourself from toxic ingredients. Things like that, a whole lot more. And I am aided in this process by our AI engine called Enoch, which, as I mentioned earlier, will be available free of charge at brighteon.ai. You can go there and check it out. And that helps me do the research very quickly so that I can put this together, combined with my 25 years of research and education as a nutrition and health educator, best-selling author, a published scientist. I've run a mass spec laboratory for 12 years, and I run multiple mass spec instruments, and I'm the one who actually taught our current chemists how to run them. And so I have many years of even method development. I developed and published a method for the quantitation of cannabinoids in hemp extracts, and I spearheaded the effort in our lab to develop the quantitation method for glyphosate on a triple quad mass spec instrument without relying on post-column derivatization techniques, which, like, I think our lab was the first lab in the world to figure that out. And that's what we've used ever since. That's how we test for glyphosate. So pretty cool. We know a lot about food science, and I've seen everything. I've seen the whole industry. I've seen the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it. And so if you want to know what you can trust and what's good and what the nutrients are and how they can help you, definitely tune in to my work. You can find my articles at naturalnews.com. You can find my broadcast like this at brighteon.com. My channel there is HR Report. I'm on X. My username is Health Ranger. I'm on brighteon.social, Health Ranger. I'm on brighteon.io, which is a decentralized peer-to-peer social media network, also Health Ranger. And I'm on Telegram at Real Health Ranger. So thank you for listening, and enjoy your green tea. Thank you for supporting us at healthrangerstore.com. We have new products, and we have some products back in stock. I want to show you some of this. Show the side view on my desk. Yeah, right there in the center, we have two new products in the yellow dropper vials. One of them is liposomal vitamin D3 plus K2. And that's a 2-ounce or 59-milliliter bottle.
And that combines the properties of vitamin D3 with K2, which, as you know, work synergistically. Of course, it's a lab-tested formula. It's very pure. You can look at the ingredients. We've got everything listed here. It's on the website, healthrangerstore.com. This formula is known to be supportive of a lot of natural processes in your body for supporting healthy bones and healthy skin and so much more. So check that out. Available now, healthrangerstore.com. A vitamin D3 and K2 combination in a liposomal format. Then we've also got brand new organic dandelion leaf and root liquid extract. And this is really fantastic. It's a combination of glycerin and alcohol for the extraction. And of course, this has all kinds of great benefits for supporting normal, healthy liver function, detoxification support, and the ingredients are incredibly just simple here. Cane sugar, alcohol, distilled water, and organic vegetable glycerin, in addition to the, of course, dandelion leaf and root. So that's what this is made of. It's very potent. It's laboratory tested like everything we sell. And then on top of that, we have many favorite products back in stock right now. For example, here we have the Health Rangers Organic Wheat-Free Macaroni and Cheese with no added salt. And that's what's in the bucket there. I want to show you this on the website. This is extraordinary. People love this product. The formula is amazing. I want to show you the ingredients on this because you almost won't believe how amazing the ingredients are. So it's all organic, but look, the pasta elbows are made from organic quinoa, organic rice, and organic amaranth. And then it has actual organic white cheddar powder, organic heavy cream powder, organic butter powder, and organic whey protein powder. And then, you know, onion and pepper, a couple other things. But it's not artificial. This isn't made with maltodextrin and fake cream flavors or any nonsense or artificial colors. Nothing like that. The only thing that this recipe is lacking is salt. We made it really low salt. We did not add any salt to the formula, so you'll want to salt it to taste. But it's incredibly delicious, and it's made with real food ingredients. And then check this out, our Mag Plus Brain Boost Nootropic Mag Team Plus Bacopa for cognitive performance. This is a favorite among many of our audience members who are up there in the years and they're looking for that extra brain boost for 6 to 8 hours of enhanced cognitive function, or I should say good cognitive support for normal cognitive function. This product really helps people in so many ways. Of course, it's laboratory tested. You can see the ingredients and the label right here on the website. Laboratory tested, heavy metals, glyphosate tested. We do all of that. We test for E. coli, salmonella, all of it to make sure that you get the cleanest foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements that are available today. So check out healthrangerstore.com. We've got all these products back in stock and then some of these new products as well. Go to the homepage at the website and you'll see what we have available. You'll see what we have on sale right now. And here's a seed kit, the backyard seed kit. We've got various categories. We've got loyalty points that automatically kick in when you purchase products and so much more. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. We couldn't do it without you. And our mission is to help heal the world with clean food. So that's why we do all the testing and have all the laboratory. In fact, here's my microscope right here that we're doing demos with. And we're looking at some crazy stuff that fell out of the sky. Very interesting. Not food. But we're all about making sure that you have ultra clean food. So thank you for your support. HealthRangerStore.com.